If you have a Bible, please go back to Luke chapter 19.
Ngati muli nalo Bible, chonde latsewaniswani babuku la Luke chapter 19,
verse 5. We'll read the second part, make haste and come down, for today I must abide in thy house.
Verse 5 aunera kuti sika mwachangu nufulumire pakuti lero ndiyenera kukhala mnyumba mwako.
Make haste and come down, for today I must abide in thy house.
Zakayo, fulumira tsika kuti lero ndiyenera kukhala mnyumba mwako.
What an invitation.
Taonani kuitanina kumenewo.
For a sinner.
Kuitanina munthu ochimwa.
When Jesus Christ comes into your life.
Yes, alabwera mmoyo mwanu.
And says, make haste.
Ndakuti chitai mwachangu.
For today I must abide in your house.
Ndiyenera kupezeka mnyumba mwako.
What an invitation.
Tamvane kuitanidwa kwa ulemu kuchitika apa.
From one who desires to be in your house.
Kwa munthu amene akufuna kuti akapezeke mnyumba mwanu.
With haste.
Mwachangu.
This was the day of Zacchaeus.
Ili lali tsiku la Zakayo.
But we must not look at Zacchaeus.
Umatsangane kwambi Zakayo roi.
And dwell upon Zacchaeus.
Kuti angane kwambi Zakayo tikhazike pa Zakayo ai.
For Zacchaeus is no more.
Kwa Zakayo roi kulibeso sakupezeka.
But who is today?
Koma amene kupezeka pa tulero ndani?
Zacchaeus.
Ndi Zakayo amene.
Who today recognizes the character of Zacchaeus?
Ndani pakati patha kuona kuti mwa iye muli ntchito za Zakayo.
Who today recognizes within themselves, I resemble Zacchaeus?
Ndani akoza kuvomera lero kuti ine ndi ntchito zanga ndi machitira ndi Zakayo palibe kusiyana ndifofana.
Let it come to you very particularly today.
Talola zizibwere kwa inu mwa mtundu wina lero.
Because very, very few people recognize the character of Zacchaeus. Because we know something, that Zacchaeus was one who was alone. He was not a churchgoer. He was not a religious person. And he was alone. He climbed the tree alone. Why? Because he desired to see Jesus. He had heard much of Jesus. And he desired to see him with his own eyes. But he couldn't because of the press. Now that would be the first thing we must recognize in Zacchaeus. And then apply to ourselves. Is that your problem? Remember, well, the question is, am I Zacchaeus? Do I recognize Zacchaeus? The character of him in my life. We're not going to dwell on Zacchaeus
today.
Please make application for yourself. The very first thing is, he couldn't come there because of the press. Actually, we see one more thing before, because there's a reason why he's not part of the press. What's the biggest reason why Zacchaeus could not come to Jesus? What's the biggest reason? Because he was a sinner. And not accepted of the people. The people would not accept him in their company. Because he was the chief of publicans. And very rich. Now come with me for a moment. Because if Jesus Christ says to you today, Today I must come into your home. Make haste and come. You must recognize and understand
that
this is the keyest character in your life. Jesus Christ is walking with a multitude of people.
Yes, so
they were all followers. There was mass people around him. Jesus Christ, why don't you say to the man that's walking beside you, today I have to go in your house? Becomes mysterious. Why does Jesus Christ have to go into the home of someone who's not even following him? Why not? Because they weren't sinners. Sinners don't dare to be close. They were all good people. And they were allowed to be by Jesus. Because they were decent people. They were church-going people. That sinner Zacchaeus don't even let him come in here. That prostitute in the village? Oh no. He's not coming in here. We're good people. Good people don't need Jesus. They just like popularity. That's the very first thing in Zacchaeus' character that we may recognize for ourselves. Do you need Jesus Christ because you're a sinner? Or do you follow Jesus Christ because it's popular? I'm telling you, it's very popular in Malawi to be a Jesus professor. To be a God professor. It's kind of like a fashion. They even write it on their trucks. Even if you put Jesus Christ's name on your store, it's very popular. You see? And if you go along the street, and you do something good, they will right away say, God bless you. Because it benefits us. As long as I can say God is good, and Jesus Christ, I can say things about him, I'm pretty sure I'll be blessed. And it's like a popular, it's called something that's popular. It's a fad for most of the people. And so was it for most of the people when they walked with the Lord Jesus. You know how it goes in some of the villages here? The churches get full when a Zungu comes. Why? Because then they can say, I was in church with a Zungu. It's not about truth. It's not that they say, I heard something I've never heard before. But I was with the Zungu. I saw everything he did. He's so different than us. And he looks so different. Never mind what he preached. What did he say? I don't know. He was talking so long. You see? Now this is like these people around the Lord Jesus. They were walking with him. And some were very close to him. I walk with Jesus. You see? Not Zacchaeus. He's not allowed to come there. He's the chief of sinners. We are good people. You see. What a difference. How many people here have the character of that crowd? Or the character of Zacchaeus. It's going to get a little closer now. Because you have to make application to yourself. I'm not going to tell you if you're with
it.
But the Holy Spirit is going to convict you. And I hope that if you are being convicted, and you have to say, maybe I'm with the crowd, that today is the day that Jesus Christ says to you, to you and to you and to you, come down. Come off of your high mindedness. And come, I have to dwell in your house. Because that's what it's about. Jesus calls. Then we come. We don't come. And then Jesus calls. If Jesus is calling you to come to him today, then you will begin to recognize the character of Zacchaeus in your life. For first of all, he is the chiefest of sinners. Jesus calls the chiefest of sinners. Yes.
Indeed.
The publicans were all very greedy, very covetous.
And who amenanadi ajibunja analodzimva komanso dzikundikira chuma pa yomwe.
Greedy and covetous.
Amalanda kwambiri chuma kuti
wazimirirwa. He was the head of them.
Ndi anthu amene waolanda chuma cha anthu ovutika pangono pangono iyeyo zake anali khanga wawo giringambe pamwamba.
He was at the very top.
Waudindo.
You know how it goes, right? When the publicans took money from the people by briberies and such, like you know how the government goes. And I take money from you. Then I keep 2,000. And I have to give Zacchaeus
8,000.
It made him very rich. They would say, I made 8,000 today, I'm keeping 2. You'll get 8.
And the people knew that.
So they hated him. We're Jesus followers. We don't do that. We're not like that. However, let me ask you something. If you have to say that, if you have to say, I'm not like that, then you are with the crowd. And Jesus Christ is not speaking to you. You don't need him in your house. You don't need him in your heart. But maybe you see, no, this is my character. Because Zacchaeus was covetous. And he got rich by being that. That was the second thing. First of all, he was the chief of sinners. And he was very rich. Are you the chief of sinners? And are you very rich? Now come with me for a moment. I don't mean money rich. I don't mean that Do you have a lot of money?
Sigurado ndo muninda mazochuluka.
But are you rich? Richly laden with sins.
Ndikuratha ndo ndinowalemera pa majimo kuti majimo anu ngochuluka kwambiri ndo mpaka mapangana ochuma. Majimo.
Because through bribery and covetousness, it gained him a lot.
Chifukwa kudzera mukuba ndikunamiza vanhu zake vadzikundike zochuluka.
Are you rich?
Kodi ndingolemera?
In your heart.
Mutima mwanu.
That you don't need Jesus Christ.
Kuti munaso simukufunira Yesu Kristu.
And he was the chief of the public.
Ndiye amene tikumkamba zake iyu anali mkulu wa okhomesa misonkho.
Are you the chief? Mama, let me ask you something. Are you the chief of the gossipers in the village?
Kodi mudzimano munthu akamakamba samabodza inyo ndinu gangandule kukhanga mudawo ndinu.
Are you the chiefest of the idolaters?
Akandizololo nzimba mwadzimai makonza konza inyo muna ndekhanga kapena dolo kuti anthu amaopa inu.
And if not, then you're still with the crowd with Jesus.
Yamukangana kuti ayi aidoro sine ali mwina ndi mamopa ine sine do mudzori ni nguli gulu atho sara iswa.
Because the Holy Spirit in his power and work does this.
Wayese zimoyera ni mphamvu yake amachita ichi.
He opens your eyes to see that you are the chief.
Amakutsekula ndi maso anu kuti mufike pozindikira kuti ineyo ndiye mkulu pa chimwe.
The chief gossiper in the village.
Umavomereza kuti nanga ndipala anthu ochita mabodza mudzi mukutsogolera wa mkulu ndi.
Always want to say no someone else's words.
Mukamuda ndi mufusa alese akane alese makanina mzake.
Always want to say someone else is worse than me.
Unalesa malosa kuti mauyu wanyanya kuposa ine mauyu ndiye wanyanya kuposa alese amachepetsa pake.
Zacchaeus knew.
Masaka yadazindikira.
That was true.
Kuti ndizoona.
Do you know it's true?
Kuti mukuzindikira kuti ndizoona kuti.
Have you been exposed?
Kuti munamba inyo mafika kuvomereza.
By God's word.
Kudzera mumawa wa Mulungu.
It's not my neighbor.
Kuti kuti ayi ochita kwambiri zimene zisimu zanga ndo ndiandikira ayi.
It's me.
Sine bawanga koma ine ndo ochita kwambiri.
I am the chief.
Ine ndo mtsogoleri.
Then the Holy Spirit convicts you.
Kena kumzimu oyera amakutsutsa.
That Zacchaeus' character is starting to look a little bit more like yours than mine. Ndiro
umafika kuvomereza kuti khali ndi lasa ke yuma ineso lamba kuoneka chimodzi-modzi.
You see, because one whom I gossip at the borehole,
wa uja amene manena mabodza panjigo,
and not recognize it,
osadziwa kuti iye akuzindikira,
is not a gossiper.
Iyeyo muna sisi munthu mabodza mayankhula.
But when your eyes open in God's word,
koma maso ako akatsekuka mu kuwerenga mawu a Mulungu,
he exposes our life.
Amakhauti mawu a Mulungu akukutsekula ndi kukuutsa pambalambanda kukung'alula.
Where do we see that?
Timazoona kuti zimenezi.
I'll show you where we see that.
Ndikuonesa mwere mazipeza zimenezi.
Peter is fishing.
Petulo anali munthu owedza.
And Peter and Jesus Christ comes to the water.
Yesu Khristu akufika pa madzi.
What does Peter say?
Petulo akunena kuti bwanji.
Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man.
Petulo akumuza kuti ine ambuye chokati pano ine ndine munthu ochimwa.
He says, I am a sinful man.
Muone nkhani chati Petulo sakuti ndife anthu ochimwa. Una kuti ine ndine munthu otani? Ochimwa.
But Peter.
Petulo.
You're not so bad.
Iwe sa munthu otani pakoni kweni.
There's a guy in our village. He's way worse.
Ena anthu akumuza kuti mudzi mwathu mulepo sanyamata ena soipa kwambiri kuposa iwe.
He's done way more bad than you.
Amene ndi amachita zoipa kwambiri kuposa iwe.
No.
Peter akunena kuti
iye. Peter's just talking about himself.
Petulo akuti muneneza ine ndekha ine ndine munthu ochimwa.
Peter says, I am a sinful man.
Petulo akuti ine ndine munthu ochimwa.
You see, and those who commit idolatry.
Kwamina amachita chigololo.
Those who have many husbands.
Amene amasintha amuna dei kuti araru sakukwanira 5 6.
Who use these practices to get money.
Amene amachita zimene kuti apezeka opoka omoka nima kachani kasopo kandalama chocho.
Those who go and around with witchcraft.
Amene amachita zotamba kuti amadzidziwa kwambiri ndiyo madolo.
And find out through witchcraft.
Amene akumapeza kaphindu ndi ufitiwawo.
Things you think are real.
Basi mapeza kuti ndikapeka kuti kumagariza zoona ndi zinzonena mazokazo.
Those you recognize Zikatera makaru azisindikira wekha ndine zake. Was him. Was that? Afana na ndi. And so we know that Zacchaeus is the chief of sinners. Sabana ndi zindikira kuti Zakeo ndi mfumu ya anthu ochimwa. And he's very rich. Ndipana lolemera kwambi. Through bribery and covetousness. Kuzera mukubera wanthu komanso kunyenga wanthu kwa namiza kwa dzinza kwalanda. And now Zacchaeus, sabana Zakeo, he's going to find out who Jesus is. Akupita sabana kuti akafuse fuse kuti azindikire kuti Mulungu Yesu Khristu ndi ndani. Is that what you've come here for? Is that why you come here today? Are you seeking Jesus? Are you looking for him? Children, is that why you're here today? Do you have to say today, tell me who Jesus is? I've heard of him. And I've heard that he came for publicans and sinners. That's why Zacchaeus' curiosity is aroused. See, Zacchaeus didn't only want to just see what he looks like. No. But he heard something. He heard this. This Jesus,
yes, I mean,
he does a lot of wonderful things.
Ah,
but the strangest thing is, this Jesus, he visits sinners. He talks to sinners. I'm one too. This man I want to see. Each day he hears that he talks to sinners. And he has meetings with sinners. How is that possible? How can the gospel go to sinners? Why is it that the Lord Jesus comes through his word and saves prostitutes?
Yeah.
We don't like that kind of preaching. Why does Jesus Christ come through his word and saves murderers? And thieves. We beat them, put them in a tire, and put them on fire. But this Jesus comes to rescue them. See how opposite we are from the Lord Jesus? When our wife has done something wrong, we beat her. Jesus Christ comes and heals her. So strange. So this, and Zacchaeus says, I need to see this man. Now he didn't expect anything. He's just curious.
But
for weeks already,
he's
bothering him. Because he can't come to him. He can't go to his disciples and say, I need a meeting with the Lord Jesus. Because he's a sinner of the chief of sinners. How about you? Is that your dilemma? Is that your problem? Is that your character? Do you have to say, I can't go to Jesus because of my life? If that Zungo pastor knew my life, he would never say
that.
But he knows my life. You know what lives in my heart? I can't go. I come here. I hope maybe we can get something for the children. But Jesus, I have to change my life first. I have to get better first. I have to have a proper marriage
first.
And I need to do things better in my life.
And
it's not for me.
Not yet.
I gotta do better.
You see,
that's the character. All of the other people already thought they were doing better. But Zacchaeus says this. I can't go to him because I'm the chief of sinners. And I'm too rich. If I go to his disciples or the crowd and I say, I want to see Jesus, they will kick me. With sticks, they'll shoo me away. I can't go to Jesus. Before, I want to ask you something. Do you recognize this character in you? Or are you just with the crowd of so-called good people? I want you to search your heart today. No, Christ wants you to search your heart today. Which character do you have? A Christ crusade follower or the character of Zacchaeus? Ask yourself, ask your heart. Zacchaeus said, no. I want to see him. Because something in his heart said, I admire this man. I just want to see him. I want to know some things about him. Then maybe once my marriage is better, then I can know him better. Maybe when I stop doing the things I'm doing at night when nobody sees me, then I can know him. But I'm very curious, who is he? And this is Zacchaeus. He's the chief of sinners. He is the chief, or he is the rich, one of the richest men. He's covetous. He's greedy. He doesn't like the people. The people don't like him. But he wants to know. His heart is being stirred up. What would this Jesus look like? I hear he sits with sinners. And so he goes up into a tree and waits. And he sees way out in the distance a crowd coming. And he looks and once they come closer, I'll be able to see. He only intended to get a good look at him. How many church people today get a look at Jesus in his word, but their hearts don't change, but their lives don't change? You may hear of Jesus, but you may not know him. Hearing of him is not knowing him. I might tell you of someone in Canada. I might describe him. I might tell you everything about him. So you hear so much, but you may not know him. And that's a big difference. Have you only ever heard of Jesus, but you don't know him? This is where your heart searching must be. Do I know Jesus? Or do I not know him? Do I know him personally? Do I know the character of Jesus? Do I know the love of Christ? Do I know the mercy of Christ? Do I know the patience and the kindness of Christ? Have I embraced Christ?
By
faith. This is where Zacchaeus is at. He sees him coming. He hears of him. And he is interested in him. But he doesn't know
him.
And neither does the crowd, most of the crowd. They think they know him. Why do we know that they don't know him, the crowd? What makes us recognize that they really don't know Jesus? Come with me in my thought. Leave the motorbike. How do we know that Jesus, that the crowd doesn't really know Jesus? Because when Jesus stops and looks up and talks to Zacchaeus, they're bewildered. That's why they don't understand Jesus. So they don't know him. If they know him, they would understand he comes, Jesus Christ. It's so amazing. Because they're walking beside Jesus. And it looks like they're good friends. God is good all the time. This is our Jesus. I'm close to Jesus. But when Jesus says, Zacchaeus, come down, I don't understand this Jesus. If he knew what this man was, my friend, I thought you were so close to Jesus. You were walking with him all the way. You know him so good. Don't you know him? I thought I knew him, but look what he does. He takes the most vile, wicked person in our village and calls him. But if Jesus would really know who this man is, he's been with most of the women in the village. He's friends with the chief. He steals. And he bribes. And everyone knows him in this village as the most wicked person. How can Jesus not know that? That's who Jesus comes to visit. The most wicked person in the village. You see, that's how we know. Most of them didn't know him. What character do you have? I'm begging you. For your life's sake. Please search yourself. For I must search myself too. Whose character do you have? Are you today, right now, this very hour, are you recognizing Zacchaeus' character in you? Or are you recognizing the multitude's character in you? Under the preaching of the word. Then be honest before God. Because Jesus Christ did this with Zacchaeus.
Kwa Yesu Kristo adapanga izi ndi Zakeo.
To call other Zacchaeuses in character.
Kuti pamene akuyankhula ndi Zakeo, pamene akusintha Zakeo, a Zakeo ena amadali akuntsatira mgulumo na osasinthe.
He wanted to show people around him.
Akafuna pamene akuzungulira waone.
You're following me.
Kuti munditsatira tsiku ndi tsiku.
But soon as I do something.
Koma ndikangopanga chine chake.
That is not what you are expecting. You're going to be exposed to actually not knowing who I am. And he uses Zacchaeus. And he says, Zacchaeus, come down. But it's as if Jesus looks around. Who is going to recognize? Who's going to also become a Zacchaeus? Who here today? Who maybe recognizes the character of the crowd in them? Who wants to go to Zacchaeus? And go and sit in the tree with him? Jesus Christ is going to stop at the tree.
Yes, we're going to be with
Zacchaeus. Are you going to be with Zacchaeus? Are you going to be in the crowd? I can't be with Zacchaeus. I can't be with the wickedest person in the whole village. People will say to me, he's the same as Zacchaeus. But I'm a good church goer. I go to church every Sunday. I do praying. I pray a lot. I'm not like the wickedest person in the village. You see, this is the character difference. And now Jesus Christ comes. Closer and closer.
Zacchaeus is looking.
I think I see him in the middle. But he's coming close. And as he comes closer, some people in the beginning, they walk, and they see, there's Zacchaeus! You see? There's Zacchaeus! Leave him. He's a fool. We're with Jesus. We are Christians. Don't recognize him. Just dodge from the stones.
What does he look like? What does this Jesus look like? Do you recognize that character? We're talking about the character of Zacchaeus. Are you like that too? Do you have to dodge the insults? Because you know they're true? See, Jesus Christ didn't jump down. He didn't start kicking. He knew those stones are justified. But I hope I can miss them. So I can still see Jesus. He didn't begin fighting. Because his heart wanted to see who this man was. He heard that Jesus Christ has never thrown a stone before yet. All these people can throw stones at me. But when Jesus gets near, I won't get a stone from Jesus. He knew that. And he stayed there. Now we know, need to ask ourselves, is that my character? What is it going to cost you to see Jesus? What is the cost to see Jesus? Insults from other people? From your family? Rejection? Are you ready? So many people today, they cave in to the insult. How many people have this character? They jump down from the tree. And they begin to fight. They're throwing stones at me. And they tackle each other down. And then what? Jesus is already gone. He passed by already. The gospel went by. You see? And when you're done fighting, you have black eyes. You say, I missed him. I missed him. You made me miss him. How much of that is happening in our life? I'm telling the truth, am I not? How much are you fighting with husband and wife? Every year goes by. And you miss Jesus Christ. You miss the Savior. How much is with your children? Is your life so busy? And maybe from different husbands. Or different wives. And one has to go to your sister. And that creates a fight. No more talking to each other. Arguing. Mad. Anger. No time for Jesus. Every time Jesus passes by. Because of our hardness of our heart. And then we hear of someone saying, you don't treat me right. I'm going to find another one. What about the kids? The kids can figure it out. And then you go and find another wife. Oh, this one's going to be a better one. And now you have two fathers and two mothers extra. And you have to have meetings. And it's a mess. Your families are a chaos. But you say, no, it's about me. I need to be happy. I need to be satisfied. And Jesus passes by. He goes away without even recognizing him. Now Zacchaeus sees him coming close. Remember the character of Zacchaeus. He's the chief of sinners. Very rich. Hated and despised. And that's exactly who Jesus comes for. Oh, how many of you think that Jesus came for good people? For decent people. But you know what is so remarkable? So utterly remarkable. Jesus stops.
Yes,
and he looks up.
Isn't that amazing?
Did you think about this for
a
minute? Jesus looks up to sinners.
Yes,
can you believe that? If you, one of you, was sitting here, and I came, and I said so, and you were sitting here, and I would go like this, what would you think? I can't be. Jesus prays to one of up in the tree.
Yes, one he
says, Zacchaeus, come down.
Chigan.
He serves the sinner. He's serving the sinner. Do you know Jesus Christ as such? Do you know Jesus Christ as a servant? And not only that, when he stops and he says, Zacchaeus, come down, he's at the same time preaching to the people around him. Because I have to tell you something. Please pay attention. Even if today you have to say, my character is not Zacchaeus. It's like that crowd. Then this whole happening here is also preaching to the crowd. Who is going to notice? Jesus Christ says not only to Zacchaeus, but to the crowd. He's not only preaching to Zacchaeus, but he's preaching to the crowd around him. He says, make haste. Quick. Because, why? Why does he say quick? Make haste. Because time is short. And Jesus is going to be passing by only. Jesus Christ is not staying there. He has more work to do in the next village. You recognize something here? When Jesus Christ passes by through his word and the preaching, he's gone again. And so the preaching today is saying, make haste. Come down. Come down, Zacchaeus. Tomorrow could be too late. Make haste. It's not, I gotta sort out my life first. The gospel is saying today, while you hear his voice, harden not your heart, but flee to Jesus. Zacchaeus comes down quickly. It's not so as that Zacchaeus came down very slowly. He made haste to come down. He was astonished. It's just Jesus and him. There were still people who had rocks in their hand. Soon as Jesus says so, we'll throw. You see that character? Because we don't like it when God saves sinners. And they stand back with rocks in their hands. And they say, is this Jesus Christ mad? What's wrong with him? If he knew who Zacchaeus is, But some people, maybe some people, heard the preaching. And there was maybe a few people. Who knows?
Maybe
a few people. Let the rocks drop. And I had to say, I'm like Zacchaeus. They wouldn't tell their neighbor. But maybe the Holy Spirit is working today. And some people have to say today, I was part of the Jesus Christ crusade. But I think I look more like
Zacchaeus.
Then the gospel comes today. Not only for Zacchaeus, but for those who have the character of Zacchaeus today. And have to confess to Jesus Christ. Christ. That man, Zacchaeus? Look at me. I resemble him. That looks like me. Then Christ says today, come down. I must come in your home today. I must come into your house today. I must abide with you today. Now, of course, Jesus Christ is not going to come into your house. For he's in his kingdom. What does that mean? It means Jesus Christ calls you today. If you recognize that you're a Zacchaeus, and Jesus Christ says, come to me. I must abide in your heart. I must come into your heart. Into the house of your heart. I must come and change you. Save you. Deliver you. I must come into your heart today. Oh, Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus. Come down. Look upon Jesus Christ. Jesus, Zacchaeus, we read Zacchaeus received him with joy. It can't be in any other way. If there's a Zacchaeus here today, God only knows. But if there's a Zacchaeus here today, and he may come into your heart today, what's going to happen? You're going to be overjoyed in your heart. And if you're overjoyed in your heart, then you may serve him. You may sit at the table with him. All that crowd went as far as Zacchaeus' door from his house. I'm not going in there. Jesus goes in there. We can't go in there. We're not sinners. We're not like Zacchaeus. And they murmured. How can Jesus Christ go in with Zacchaeus? Sinner. Sinner. How can Jesus Christ come in your heart? Can Jesus Christ really come in her heart? Can Jesus Christ really come in this boy's heart? He fights. He gets angry. He is disobedient to you. Jesus Christ can't come in. Doesn't that seem strange? How can Jesus Christ want to live with you? You'll only understand this if you have a Zacchaeus character. But if you have a character of the crowd, they say no.
And they reject not only Zacchaeus, but they reject the Messiah. They reject the bread of life. They reject love. They reject forgiveness. Zacchaeus' heart was so joyful. What do we read? What is the fruit of joy? What happens when one is saved by grace? Pay close attention. For he says, those who I have wronged, I give four times back. Why? Because the joy of peace and rest and peace of Jesus Christ is in his heart. And then what happens? Zacchaeus did it. He did this. He said, My wife, I have wronged you. I have beat you. Forgive me. I have gone to others. I've been angry to you, my wife. You forgive me. And I will repay you. Now that's what the joy of salvation does to the heart. And brother, I have stolen from you. I took your wife. What forgive me. Forgive me. I took gas out of your motorcycle at night time. Forgive me. I will give you 4 liters back. That's what the power of the love of Jesus Christ does occur. And otherwise, you're with the crowd. Puts their nose in the air. And goes to the village bar. And says, forget him. Give me beer. Let me get drunk. Who wants him? He sits with sinners. Of people. I beg you. Consider these things. Think about these things. Your life hangs on it. I'm not telling you you can ask each other for forgiveness. It won't work. You don't have the power of it for it. You need Jesus Christ for that. You need salvation for that. You need Jesus Christ to come into your house and overpower you. That's what we need. And that's not what we see so much in the churches today. We see deceitfulness and hypocrisy. And we see the character of that crowd. Nobody wants to talk about Zacchaeus. And about a Jesus Christ who comes for sinners and says, come down. Oh, we want to hear of a Jesus Christ that comes for good Bible readers. You want to hear of a Jesus Christ who comes for decent people. For people who like me, because sometimes I gossip, but I don't gossip so much. I And I only have two husbands, but she has six husbands. So I'm not so bad. I'm a decent person. But Jesus Christ came for sinners like Zacchaeus. Do you recognize Zacchaeus in you? Or like that crowd? Maybe you came here today, still fresh in your mind about an argument from yesterday. Or this morning, a bad argument that you had. You know what that means? You came here today with two stones in your hands. Maybe you've rolled them away. But it doesn't change the heart. It doesn't change the heart. You need Jesus Christ alone to dwell in you. It doesn't say, Zacchaeus, come down so I can make you an example. Zacchaeus comes down and he said, Zacchaeus, is it true that you have wronged all these people? Bang!
No.
That's not the love of Christ. No. That's not how salvation works. You know what Jesus Christ says? Zacchaeus. Everything who you are, I will take to myself. And they were with me. That's what Jesus Christ is really saying. I will take the whips. I will take your punishment. Let me be with you in your house today. And he received him with joy. You too. You have to say, my guilt and my sin is so great, I can't even contain it anymore. Then in this story, Jesus Christ says, give it to me. He says, sinner, I invite you to give me your burden, and I will take the stripes for you. I will take the cross for you. I will shed my blood for you. I will give my life for you. I will die so you may live. And Zacchaeus comes down with it. This is the gospel. What character do you have? Wherein is your character? Find it. If one of us or all of us must die this week, then there's no more finding. You're alive today. Don't cheat yourself. Don't fool yourself. Zacchaeuses are looked upon by Jesus Christ. And if you may recognize yourself as a Zacchaeus, then Jesus Christ says today, Zacchaeus, come down. And Jesus Christ pleads with Zacchaeus
today.
For it is as though Jesus Christ comes here today through the gospel. And Jesus Christ says, Zacchaeus,
are you a Zacchaeus?
He says, Mama, are you a Zacchaeus? Then come down and let me come into your house. And we will have dinner together. That's how the gospel is coming today. And the crowd moves away. I don't like this. More and more away. Some people stay. If I go in, then I have to admit I'm like a Zacchaeus. But if I go with the crowd, then I'm away from Jesus. I'm too proud for if I go in, but I'll see tomorrow. I'll see where he is tomorrow. And he eats with them. And there's joy in Zacchaeus' heart. There's great joy in Zacchaeus' house that day. Oh, that there may be joy in your heart today. If Jesus Christ might come in your heart today. With haste. You know what will happen? People don't believe this. But I tell you the truth, and I'm lying. In Jesus Christ, I tell you the truth. I lie not to you. This village, if there's Zacchaeus in this village, you know what will happen? Then you'll come to each other. You'll ask forgiveness. You'll go to your brothers, whoever you need to go to, and you will confess, not only before God, but before the people. And you'll be able to begin telling about the love of Jesus Christ. Because you have to think about this. Just imagine for a moment. Zacchaeus the next day. He's bringing a woman back money.
And he's saying, here, take this money.
I stole it from you. Here is some corn.
And
here's some corn.
I
stole it from you. But I have more coming. And people do not believe that that happens today. Because they don't believe the gospel. Because they believe only in a prosperity gospel. And they believe in a fake Jesus. In a fake faith. It's called hypocrisy. Oh people, I'm going to leave it with you. Jesus Christ calls Zacchaeus to come hastily to him today. To receive the gospel. To receive life. And whoso heareth the voice of Jesus Christ today comes by faith like a Zacchaeus will be saved. Amen.
Amen.